Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. On a Tuesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, that means Ted Johnson's
hey,
here.
Hey, what's up, boys?
How we doing? Hey,
Ted.
Ted's in a vest. I got made fun of the other day when I said I was going to ask for a vest for Christmas.
Why is that?
Who made fun of you for that?
My son.
Oh. Oh, so, I was like, I don't remember making fun of you for that.
But is he just not think? Well, it's not a you thing. You've never worn vests.
So maybe.
He doesn't think it'd look good on you because you've never worn one. But you know what?
Vests are the best.
You know what? I like them. I like my chest being warm.
Well, that's
I like
how,
my arms kind of being out, right? Everybody see my arms?
Yes, we see
but
your
my,
arms.
My chest is warm. Arms out, chest warm.
Yeah, no, I don't like jackets, but then sometimes I'm like,
oh,
get a chill. And so now I can have just a vest to throw on and go.
That's a great story. Favorite things, like, what would you call it? What am I trying to say? But you like, I like a nice watch. I like nice shoes, but I like a nice jacket, like a light jacket, not a heavy jacket, just like a nice light jacket. I'm a big fan of those types of jackets.
So do you wear a jacket over a vest?
I will if it's cold out, Bubba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If I get one for Christmas, I'll get the advice on where the vest is appropriate.
Well, why don't you tell Deirdre or tell Jackson or Sydney to give me a call, and I'll help guide them into what they need to get.
That's probably the way to go.
I'm not sure their purchasing power is in your area.
But there's good, you know, what, I don't know, L.L. Bean, you'd go there, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
J. Crew, I guess. J. Crew gets the job done sometimes.
I want to look normal. I don't want to look like the guy with the freaking hat
thousands.
At the Celtics. I don't want to look, oh, this guy got a vest to show off his vest, kind of, no bucket hat kind
of. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to see you wearing a vest and think all of a sudden you're that guy.
Okay, perfect.
Right. Yes, Dan Ball. You need to have them call Ted for like style tips, and then I'll point him to which TJ Maxx or Marshalls they can get him at.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, it's 3 o'clock. It's time for the three-point stance. Stiz, wake up.
Here we go.
Green 19.
Ready.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your family is bullying you out of buying a vest, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. In lieu of Andy Hart leading off, we're going to mix up the order a little bit today, and because I'm so eager to hear a little bit of baseball talk on this program after hours and hours of Patriots talk. Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready today?
I am honored. I'm flattered to get a chance to bat leadoff for the three-point stance.
Well, I am flattered to give you 60 seconds for your opening stance. Go right ahead.
Okay, let's think back to the 2021 postseason, I believe. It was E-Rod walking off the mound, pointing at his wrist, tick-tock, tick-tock. That's right. Now, 4 years later, I'm pointing at my wrist, tick-tock, tick-tock, because time is a-flying. And I won't necessarily time is a-wasting, Red Sox, but we all got the notification last week that free agency done begun. And where are you guys at? What's going on? Please feel free to make some moves anytime soon. Now, I understand.
Please.
I mean, it's crazy, Ted, because while the biggest move thus far that's been made has been Josh Naylor and his five-year deal for $92.5 million, there is so much opportunity for the Red Sox to take advantage of out there. We've heard stories from Passan about how the Twins are likely to deal one of their aces and that the Red Sox are likely to deal either Duran or Abreu. They may want Polanco from the Mariners if Alex Bregman goes. We all know that Boris takes his time, which may mean that it's time to say fare thee well, Bregman and hello, Jorge. Tristan Casas could get traded. Pete Alonso and his wife are begging to move down the street from Dan Ball and Quincy. Before anyone else takes action, Red Sox, build your team of the future and build it now. Let's go.
I'm with you, Fitzy. Just it never gets going this early.
No.
Never get. It's like that. It's like nobody wants to make the first move, the first big move.
Right. Like, isn't Seattle the only one that's really done anything? And they re-signed their own player. They didn't go out and acquire somebody and get.
A lot of it is they, you know, teams want to see what other teams do to set the market at certain positions, you know.
And don't they have to get to, so the GM meetings are done. Now they need to get to the winter meetings.
Right.
Totally different meeting than the first
meeting. Two or three weeks from
December now? December 8th through 11th. So we got about three more weeks before I think things really start to click.
There's nothing that says you can't, like, Dan, I think it was you who said, hey, where's the legal tampering period of MLB free agency, which is when things start to happen, you know, in the NFL? Like, no one says you can't be aggressive and set the market yourself now, Ted. Like, please, if Styles make fights, go ahead and say that you're going to take the fight to free agency and be aggressive this offseason.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. It's kind of like free agency starts really soon after the season's over.
It's a little weird, yeah.
So, like, unlike football where the season starts, you know, the last game is in February, and then, well, and then free agency starts, well, in March.
Mid-March.
So,
it's 5 weeks. It's 5 weeks after, whereas this is like two.
Right, so it's a little bit shorter. But, yeah, you know what? It's just historically, they should make free agency literally just a week long.
Absolutely.
And so you have to have your deals done by, you know, in this 1 week.
I also wonder, so clearly no one's doing anything. But if you just went to Pete Alonso, Fitzy, let's pick Pete Alonso.
My guy.
And if Breslow just said, listen, we'll give you 4 years, $400 million. I'm just throwing a stupid number out there. Are they going to be like, well, you know, we're not quite ready yet. We're gonna wait. Like, if you could made a guy an offer he couldn't refuse, I think he would take it.
Yep.
So if you really want to be aggressive, get ahead of the curve. Let everybody else slow play it. You fast play it. Go get somebody. Be aggressive. But I'm with you, Fitzy, because every day I read another one of these. I think it was Jeff Passan today on ESPN. You read these stories about, oh, yeah, Alonso and the Red Sox or this guy. And, like, they get you excited. Like, you're getting hot and bothered, and then you're like, then nothing's going to happen for two, three weeks. Yeah.
So, you know, they paid. So here's a perfect for example. Last year, they paid Bregman $40 million, right? A massive overpay, as we find out. And he turns down two more years at $40 million apiece so he can go pursue what Spotrac says will likely be a 5 or 6 year deal at $27 million apiece. Okay, that's great. Meanwhile, Bradfo tells us that the Red Sox are showing interest, legitimate interest, in Bo Bichette, who is apparently supposed to get $23 or $24 million a year for anywhere between 5 and 8 years. Go ahead. What's stopping you? If that's what it is, you can up the offer by 10%. You can afford it. We're going to buy the hot dogs and the overpriced Sam Adams and everything else, and buy the City Connect jerseys to make sure that it's fully funded. John Henry in one pocket has enough money to buy Bo Bichette. Go get him and set the market and dictate the terms of the 2026 season yourself.
Fitzy, you know what gets these front office guys off? I mean, off is a good deal. That's what gets them off. That's what really stirs their blood.
Marshalls.
And to overpay early in the process is just the Red Sox, who are 12th in spending. They're not just. I mean, that's what the Dodgers do. That's what the Mets do. You know, the Yankees used to. They don't do that. But, you know, it's just I hear you, bro. I hear you. Those days are done. Overpaying just because you have more money than everybody else. I just think they're more frugal than they've ever been.
I hate that. The whole deal part, no one cares about the contract if the guy's good. If he hits home runs, no one's like, wait, did you spend 32 or 34 on him? I don't care.
You know all these nerd labs they have in these? So all the nerds that they've hired now, all these analytics guys, that's what really, when they get together for that steak dinner, you know, and at Morton's. That's what they're talking about. Hate it. Did you see the deal that so-and-so got? Oh, isn't that a great deal?
Hate it, Dan Ball.
Do you have a steak alternative? And also, can I see your mocktail list, please?
Seriously.
Do you have anything with a side of quinoa? I'm really looking to watch my carbs. Yeah, the two words, fellas, is organizational efficiency. That's what's been the MO for the Red Sox for a while, and it's boring, and it sucks, and it allows them to make a pretty good profit, but that is kind of what everything is colored with as they make moves.
Also, to maybe give them a little kick in the katukis, Fitzy, to get their ish together, I hadn't seen this previously. Kyle Tucker apparently is a top priority for your Toronto Blue Jays. Yes, the team that is in your division that went to the World Series, they may add themselves a very expensive Kyle Tucker, or at least
$40 million a season. You doing it?
No. I think I can spend. I want power. I want pure power. I want Schwarber or Alonso.
He's just the number one targeted free agent.
I know. His season last year, though, worries me. He was not good. Okay. I don't know what happened in Chicago, but there was definitely some sort of an injury. But is that an issue moving forward? He scares me.
I've seen numbers where he's looking to get 400.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's also what scares me. Yeah. You make a mistake at like 150 or 200 million. Okay. But you make a mistake at $500 million. It feels like a different kind of mistake.
Different
tax bracket that you're playing in. But we'll leave that one there. Excitement brewing. And unfortunately, I think you got at least 2 to 3 more weeks before the real tampering begins here in free agency. All right, Ted Johnson, are you ready?
Punch it.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I've been watching these games, right? Every game I watch them usually a couple times for the breakdown show on Monday nights. And it occurred to me. I'm like, you know, what is Drake May doing that's so different? He just in the pocket. He's doing something that looks unusual, and it just finally hit me what he's doing. And I didn't know what else to call it, so I called it last night on the breakdown show. I'm calling it the Drake May skip and rip. And I don't know if you know. I put it out on socials. I put examples of it out there. Put some pictures out there. But if you notice, sometimes he jumps off his right foot, and then flings the ball right. He doesn't throw from a solid base. So he jump throws a lot of times. And the examples of the skip and rip in this past game on a 2nd-and-8 in the third quarter, a pass completed to Steph Diggs. He did the old skip and rip. About a 2nd-and-5 in the middle of the third quarter, a 7:46 mark, throws the TD pass to Travion Henderson. That was a little skip and rip, if you notice. And then on 2nd-and-20 at the end of the third quarter, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, a 10-yard completion to Hunter Henry, where he literally jumps off his foot and flings the ball. The skip and rip. This is going to be Drake May's patented move right here. It just dawned on me. I'm going back to looking at a lot of games. There was a couple plays from the Miami game, a play from the Panthers game. That is what makes him, to me, in my opinion, the most aesthetically pleasing quarterback to watch. It's this play right here, this where he jumps off his right foot and flings it, is, to me, highlights his playmaking elite ability that he has. So Drake May, the skip and rip, start paying attention to that. It's going to be a thing. It's fun to watch.
Is that your term?
Yeah, skip and rip. I came up with.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I think it's an evolution of, remember when he said Aaron Rodgers was like his guy, he loved Aaron Rodgers, he holds the ball, he did this. I think it's an evolution, because Aaron Rodgers has some unique mechanics or throwing style. Mm-hmm. I think it's him sort of probably taking that and doing the next generation or whatever.
Do you know what I love about it? Like, so, you know, when you're rolling out, it's easier to kind of jump because you're rolling. It's hard to, as you're rolling, stop, plant, and throw. So you can see guys would do it as they're on the move. What Drake does is he does it in the pocket, and he climbs the ladder and does it before he hits the lineman in front of him. He jumps up and throws over him.
Right.
That's what makes him different than, I think, Aaron Rodgers. He didn't really do that from the pocket.
And I think some of it, because we said early on, it almost seems like he's more comfortable throwing on the run, more comfortable throwing on the move.
No doubt.
And I wonder if it's almost like a Darwinism. Well, I'm not really that good when I throw flat-footed. I'm not as good a thrower. So why don't I always throw on the move, even when I'm in the pocket, be moving?
I bet you if you look back at a lot of his early in the season kind of overthrows, he wasn't on the move.
Right.
He was standing still probably when he did it.
So, you know? figure out a way to make it work for you, and it's the, wait, what was it? The skip and rip?
Skip and rip.
Skip and rip.
Skip and rip.
Skip and rip, baby.
Now, you know what this worries me, though? This is my whole thing with Steph Curry when he ruined a generation of shooters because everybody thought they could shoot from the logo, yep. And you're not Steph Curry. Not every quarterback should be skipping and ripping. So every kid out there, if you're in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, don't, like, go to your, hey, Dad, I don't think I'm supposed to be standing on the ground when I throw. I'm supposed to jump because not everybody is Drake May.
That's right.
I'd like to believe that they're one linebacker popping them away from learning that the skip and rip is not for them. I'd like to believe that only a few are in the Drake May mold of being able to do that.
You know why they tell you not to leave your feet, right?
Why?
So because you can't adjust in midair. Your target. You're basically, once you leave your feet, you can't get out of the way of a hit. You're getting hit.
Remember Gunnar Olszewski used to love to do that on kick returns? And you know why he told me he did it? Protect his knees. If I'm in the air, I can never blow out my knees.
Oh, I love that. So someone's, oh my God, I would probably do the same thing.
Which I'm wondering, with Drake and May, could that be an unforeseen benefit?
Maybe.
Tom Brady tore his ACL because he was planted. Carson Palmer tore his ACL because he was, all these quarterbacks, if I'm jumping when I'm throwing, I'm never going to be planted. Oh, I can never tear my ACL.
Because you're looking downfield, you don't know what's at your feet, and you're like, maybe there's someone at my feet, I got to jump.
Just jump, and they can't blow my knee out.
That's probably a subconscious reaction to
Could
it.
Could be. Yeah. Worked for Gunner, works for Drake.
Yeah.
The skip and rip, or as Andy just called it, the Drake and May. We love it here. love it. Just want to make sure that was highlighted. All right, Andy, you wanted to go last, but certainly not least, so that is why you are up now here on the 3-point stance. You still get 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I am, and Stiz has my audio ready to go now.
All right,
here's kids day here at the Garden. How do you balance pushing players to improve while also keeping the game fun for them?
I struggle with that. Fun's a cop-out sometimes. So as you get older, kid, don't use it, you know? It's like, I just want to have fun. It's like, well, what does that mean? So, you know, you just got to define that. It's a good question. I struggle with that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, most people think I was going to rip Joe Mazzulla here. Stiz in my ear said, you're going to rip Mazzulla. Nope. Because we must be hardos of a feather. I could not agree more. Have fun. What is fun? You know what fun is? Success, getting better, improvement, seeing your work pay off, and winning. It's not okay, and I understand it, but I'm done in my youth sports coaching career. I used to always tell kids, yeah, we're going to have fun. Your parents like when I say we're going to have fun. You know what's fun? Winning is fun, and they all agree. I learned at the lowest of levels in those leagues in baseball where you don't keep score. Kids were keeping score. Coach, they're killing us. How do you know? Scoreboard's not on because I know, coach, you've been paying attention. At the lowest level, people know what competition is. Winning is fun. So this whole idea that making sure everybody has fun is so hard. And you know the best way to control it? The way Mike Vrabel has done it. You know why the Patriots?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are having fun. They're 9-2. They've won 8 in a row. They're the best team in football. They're blowing teams out. They're succeeding every week. Success brings fun. It's really hard to have fun when you're not succeeding.
Man, you and Mazzulla must be super fun at parties.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
How do you have fun without success, Ted?
Well, yeah, but, you know, the kid sounded like he's 8 years old. You want those kids to kind of, like, you don't want to be miserable with going to practice.
I know, and that's why Mazzulla didn't answer it that way. He said, I struggle with that. He never really actually said anything. I struggle with that. Yeah. It's a hard question.
I wasn't really sure what he said, actually.
He didn't, because I think he wanted to say winning is fun, but he can't be the jackass who tells a little kid winning is fun.
Because that's me. You try to tell a young, you know, athlete, I don't know, maybe you tell Jackson, hey, it's not about fun, maybe, you know, go out there and win, kid. But to calm your kid's nerves down, you tell them to have fun. That's just kind of a thing a parent tells because you're worried that they're worried and they're stressed about their performance. And so one way to get them to relax is, hey, at the end of the day, remember, this is supposed to be fun.
Right. But what I've always told, and I think Missoula probably does this, you do need to enjoy the work. Like, if you don't enjoy going to practice, enjoy putting in
work.
That's
something different.
Right. If you don't enjoy that, then you're probably in the wrong sport,
that's
the wrong business.
That's something very different, though.
Because I always told my son that growing up. When you decide what sport you really want to play, it's the one you like to practice the most, or at the very least, hate practice. If you hate practice,
I would say the one that you probably are the best at naturally.
And there's some truth to that.
That happens too,
but if you hate practice, it's hard to continue going to practice. And if you're not in the right mindset in practice, you're probably not going to get better.
No, yeah. That's bottom line. You got to accept the grind of it.
Right.
Andy, you mentioned the whole youth sports thing, and having wrapped up another flag football coaching season, the kids were intermittently awesome and awful all season long because, you know, they're 12 and 13 years old, which, as you probably remember, is a very difficult age to coach. And they just kept saying, like, you know, like, we just want to have fun. Like, let's just make it fun. So you throw away the playbook and you go recess style, and then you get some success. And then you go up against a team that's really good and well coached and coordinated. And guess what happens?
You lose.
Smoked.
And we did. We lost in the championship, and then everybody was sad. And it was like, oh, guys, if I can just, like, that Missoula thing resonated with me all weekend when I saw it again yesterday. Like, it's actually very relevant to coaching, to sports. It's probably my favorite thing I think I've ever heard him say before.
Stuff gets me excited.
It also ties in to our discussion with Drake May yesterday here on a Patriots Monday when he talked about kids playing as many sports as possible. Yep. Yes, it's about skills and injuries and all the – it's also about, you know what, don't get burnt out. Play some sport for 3 months and then go play a different sport with a different coach where you can have a different sort of joy and fun. Now, you can't do that forever. Like Joe Mazzulla and Jason Tatum, they play basketball year-round. That's literally their job, right? They don't get to go play football or baseball in the spring to take their mind off of basketball. But I appreciated Joe Mazzulla's honesty. I think having fun in sports it's a tough, weird... You mentioned Pete Carroll used to say something to
that's all he would say. You know, let's go win because it's fun. Yeah, you know, it is, Pete. I got you, bro.
Oh, you never had a losing record under Pete Carroll?
No, we were heading that way, you know, 11. Well,
yeah, they got him out before you could have a losing record.
11
it's still
and 5,
one of the
10,
most
6,
interesting preemptive strikes in, like, 8. Coaching history, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't lose until
Bill
got here in 2000.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Facts, not opinions.
There's
a
guy who knows his way around fun.
In 2001, things turned around.
So true.
Those guys also, like, you know, those guys also.
You know what fun is?
Yeah. It's interesting he says that to a kid because, you know, the adults, like the professionals, they get paid to come back. So whether it's fun or not, yeah, try to have some fun when you do it, Coach Mazzulla. But also millions of dollars will help. Whereas, like, kids in intramural programs, high school, you know, even your son, Andy, like, yeah, fun's one thing, but, like, you're still trying to find ways to convince them to come back and do the same thing again and want to do it with their friends. That's where the fun comes in.
Absolutely. All right, boys, nice job on the 3-point stances today. Thanks, Coach. up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Tuesday. It's 3:30. It means it's time for a TED Talk. We got some leftover notes from the Patriots' big win, their 9-2 record. We got the skip and rip out of the way, but we have time for naps and other aspects of the Patriots' success. That's up next with a TED Talk here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.